John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. John 1, 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You're Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter.
Wow, amazing. Thank you to Mike Fox for that reading. That was just fantastic. And thank you to Josh for those illustrations. Those are wonderful. Josh is one of our young people. And wow, we just, like, just watching that, we had such a moment of pride. Right. We're so impressed. That was wonderful. Thank you, Josh. We are now going to hear a message that Charles has prepared for us, looking at who Jesus is and why that matters. So, yeah, without prefacing it too much, here's our message for today.
Names have great importance. They can tell you everything that you need to know about a person or a company. And in the passage that we've read, and if you read a little bit further on as well, Jesus is referred to by many names. Now, it's worth pointing out right at the start, Jesus is not a fictional character. And we know that because there is countless historical evidence that shows that he really existed in that time. He was a real, living human being. In fact, there's more evidence that he existed than the Roman emperor at the time, Tiberius Caesar. So, Jesus was not a fictional character. So, who was he? Well, in the passage we read, rabbi, teacher. And actually, outside of the Bible, in contemporary writing, we also hear that Jesus was a great teacher. And there is no doubt that he was a great teacher. A lot of the words that he say form the words of the laws that we have currently. Parables still exist and are still taught. Sometimes the same parables have been changed to fit more modern times or to include bunnies and bears. But actually, the parables were Jesus' teachings. Maybe you yourself view Jesus as a great teacher. But is he more than just a great teacher? Well, again, in the passage, he's referred to as the Messiah. The Jewish people heard long, long ago through prophecies foretelling a warrior king, someone who was going to come and free them from oppression, free them from foreign authority. And we see that in Jesus. He goes against the authority of the time. He goes against the Roman authority, but he also goes against the Jewish authority, who had been making up laws to fit themselves and to make lives harder for other people, rather than sticking to the laws of God. The Messiah also hints at this idea of a king. Do you view Jesus as a king? Someone in power? Someone who has authority over you and over other kingdoms? There's another title, Son of God. This idea that Jesus is God himself in human form. That can be difficult to get your head around because we explain that Jesus is God, but he is also the Son. And the God is one, but there's three of him. And I like to think of it like this. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is like water. Water appears in three different states. Solid when it's ice, liquid when it's just water, and steam, I suppose, when it's gas. But they all share the same chemical makeup. They are all H2O. They just appear in different states. They have different forms and different ways that they interact with us, but they are ultimately the same thing. And that's the same with God. So was Jesus the Son of God? Is he more powerful than just a king? Not only does he have authority over us and over other kingdoms, but does he have authority over the entire world? Does he have authority over nature itself? Well, I would argue yes, if you look at the scriptures, and we see later on he calms storms, he tells fig trees that they won't bear any fruit anymore, and all sorts, and we see it happen. But John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, look, there is the Lamb of God. Lambs were sacrificed in order for people's sins, the stuff that gets in the way of God and us, to be forgiven, to be removed. By referring to Jesus as the Lamb of God, John is effectively saying that Jesus is a sacrifice for us. He is going to be sacrificed on behalf of us for our sins, the things that we do wrong, the systems that are in place that oppress people and hurt people. Jesus is going to die so that we might live. Jesus is going to die so that we might be able to get close to God. It also shows us that Jesus is a humble servant. He comes to serve us. Finally, Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man. In fact, this is his favourite title. He uses it the most to refer to himself, the Son of Man. And I think it's because he wants to show us that he identifies with us. He understands what we're going through. He knows the emotions. He knows the pain. He knows the suffering that we experience in our everyday lives. He came down to earth as a human and experienced what it means to be a human. We often don't think of Jesus as a human. We think of him as something more than a human, but really, at the end of the day, Jesus was human. He had a human body. He had to do all the human stuff. Yes, even that, how we see Jesus affects how we follow him. If we just see him as a great teacher, then we see him as any other teacher in the world, where we just kind of go, okay, that's useful to know. I'm going to make a note of that. Or, oh, I'm a bit bored in this lesson, so I'm just not going to make any notes here. Story of my school life. Or do we see him as a king? Do we see him as having power over us, freeing us from our oppressors? Or do we see him as the Son of God? Do we recognize that he has power beyond our understanding? Do we see him as the Lamb of God? Do we follow him knowing that he will look after us? Or do we see him as the Son of Man, knowing that he knows what we're feeling and that he is a place of comfort and a place of understanding? Well, in reality, he is not just one of those things. He is all of those things. He is a great teacher. He is the Messiah. He is the King. He is the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God. And he is the Son of Man. He is all of those things. And actually, the way that we follow him needs to reflect all of that. We need to hold his teachings into account. We need to understand that he loves us so much. And we also need to know that he has authority, he has power, and therefore we need to respect him and honour him. And it can be easy to know that, to have that in your head, but to have that in your heart, that's difficult. To know that he is all of those things in your heart, and not just as a knowledge, can be really difficult. So be honest with yourselves. I'm going to leave you with a question today, and I want you to discuss it between yourselves, across WhatsApp, on the YouTube comments, or however you would like to do it. But I'd love you to just take a moment to think about this question. Who is Jesus to you? Honestly, when push comes to shove, who is Jesus to you? At different points in our lives, he is different things. Who is he today for you?